We're a lot like Israel, you know, when they were going to enter the promised land. We find that when we put our foot in Canaan's land, that there are giants in the land. And actually, those giants are the things that stand in the way of the Hebrews 4 rest of God. And all of them are internal. They're not the enemy standing in your way to prevent you. Many Christians, you know, fight the enemy when they're actually fighting themselves. And as perhaps in the coming week, I'll go through these giants one at a time. Just for now, I'm going to give you an introduction to them. Because as you probably are aware, there are two ways of loving. There is the natural way, the Eros way of loving, the way of loving that we're born with, which is essentially self-centered and self-referential. It all depends on how things hit me and how they impact upon me. And I'll love you if you love me, and I'll do you a favour if you do me a favour. It's always a back-scratching job. If you really boil it down and you're honest with yourself, this is the way we live our lives. So we can identify five giants that we actually encounter in coming into the promised land. And these giants, God would have us slay. Because they are all preventing us from moving into the agape of God, both from receiving it and being able to manifest it to other people. They are the root of our fallen nature. When Adam fell, he lost the position that he had in God by right of him being the created of the Creator. He knew who he was, he knew his identity, and he knew who his God was. He saw him face to face. When man fell, his drive changed. And his drive is now position, possession, and power. And those are the three killers in the life of a born-again believer. The desire for position, the desire for possession, and the desire for power. Deny it if you will. But as I go through these giants, you may perhaps recognize something in yourself that needs to be put to death. Because when Joshua led those small band in, that's what they were to do. But as you know from Israel's history, they never completely defeated the giants. And so they still lived in the land alongside them. And that caused them to stray into idolatry, not to mention adultery, and all sorts of other difficulties. They made wrong alliances because they had allowed these giants to live. Have you ever wondered why God said that they were to kill everything, destroy it? This is where people get the idea that God's a God of wrath in the Old Testament. No, he's not. What he wants us to kill off is what will kill us. And eventually, surely as surely, Israel's relationship with God was killed off because they never defeated the giants in the land. It's a sober warning for us. We need to make war on ourselves. And here come the giants. The need to look good in the eyes of others. The need to feel good. The feel good factor. When I am kind to someone, it really makes me feel good. So who's the centre of attention? The need to be right. This one will twist the truth to amazing lengths in order to be right. The next one is a little more subtle. It's having a hidden agenda. Have you ever spoken to someone and they have asked you something and the question comes at you from a diagonal and you think, what is behind this? What is behind it is they have got an agenda. I'll serve you if you'll let me promote my ministry. That is a really overt agenda. But that's the sort of thing I'm talking about, having a hidden agenda, doing things because behind it we want to get something. And the biggest giant of all, remain undisturbed. Go away. I don't like your messages. They provoke me. They disturb me. I want to argue with you. I want to disagree with you. I don't like it. Shut up. Go away. What does Israel say to the prophet? Na, 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 na. When he was trying to teach them precept upon precept, line upon line. They didn't want to hear. They wanted to go their own way. In Jeremiah, I think it is, it says, seek out the old ways, the good paths, where you will find rest for your souls. And the next line is, but you would not. This, beloved, is all a question of the will. And right now, I suspect that you're finding yourself somewhat stirred, if not shaken, by the content of this message. As Graham Cook would say, good. If you are going to be something beyond mediocre, if you are going to count and be significant in God's end time army, these giants in your life, which as we look at them in more detail, you will find we've all got them, you'll have to determine to kill them dead. Not allow the slightest sprout of them to be left living. You've got to pour root killer down the hole to make sure they don't start rooting again. Because if we are going to do the greater works ministry that Jesus spoke of, we are going to have the heart of the Lord to do it. And to have the heart of the Lord, we will have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we think completely differently. We no longer justify ourselves, try to vindicate ourselves, blame other people, no longer jealous, no longer envious. Just simply trusting little children. We become childlike, not childish. Childish is the product of the old nature. So, my darlings, are you up for it? Are you up for a radical change? A metamorphosis? A coming out from your chrysalis into the glorious butterfly that Father wants you to be? Are you up for it? You're going to have to start saying no to yourself in no mean way. You are just going to have to put your foot down and say, no, I'm not thinking that. I am not doing that. I'm not having that. Except a man deny himself. He cannot be my disciple. That's what self-denial is. It's not going without food and living an ascetic lifestyle. It's denying that clamour of the self-life. If you have not yet recognised that there are two people within you, maybe now you will begin to see the darkness of the old person that is within you. Someone said to me recently, virtually, you are lucky because you came into Christianity so radically that you knew what a bad person you were, whereas I didn't. I thought I was quite a nice chap. If you're thinking today that you're not quite a nice chap without Jesus in that part of your life, that it's Jesus and me, No. It's got to be all Jesus. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. How can we have it any other way? God bless you.